This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The coronavirus is breaking records in Colorado. The state had its highest number of deaths in a single week since at least 1975. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
During the last week of March through April 4th, 901 people died. In recent years, the average number during that same time period had been about 150 fewer deaths. And the last week of March 2020 may not hold the record for long. The following week, April 5th through April 11th, had 896 deaths statewide, and the weekly numbers are likely to grow as more reports arrive. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says the high numbers are due in part to the state's rapid population growth and its aging population, but it says COVID-19 has definitely played a role. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Protesters at Colorado's state capitol this weekend demanded the state lift its stay-at-home order. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
The event is known as Operation Gridlock. Similar ones were held across the country. Those gathered opposed the state's social distancing measures implemented to slow the spread of COVID-19. Jennifer Heelan owns a winery and bistro, now only doing takeout orders. She has had to furlough employees because of the lack of business. She says the stay-at-home order is an attack on individual liberties.
You are either free to make a choice or you're not, right? You can come in and practice social distancing and be safe, or you can stay home. But what I prefer is freedom, and the people have the right to choose.
COVID-19 has infected thousands of Coloradans and has killed more than 400. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Layoffs are coming to all areas of Colorado's economy, including the renewable energy industry. CPR's Grace Hood explains the state shed more than 1,000 jobs in March.
That's a 1.6% decline compared to 1 year ago. According to the nonprofit business group E2 Environmental Entrepreneurs, Colorado fared better compared to other states. California had the largest number of layoffs, with nearly 20,000 jobs shed. That's followed by states like Michigan, Massachusetts, and North Carolina. A big concern for wind and solar growth in the coming year will be a decline in the available federal tax credits. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
It's 7:34. This is CPR News.